Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
A super high inflation in the US, speculations about the Fed and falling tech angels. This is the IG Trading Talk and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now are Salah Edine Boumidi, he's the head of markets at IG, and the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange and right now on the floor. Guys, so good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Peter, I already talked about some main topics, inflation, the Fed. What is your feeling on the floor at the moment? What are the topics and how are they affecting the markets?
You know what? Those are the two topics. They are the le fruit de moment, as we say, the flavors and the fruits of the moment, for sure. Obviously, the numbers came out last week on CPI being 7.5, the highest in 40 years. And obviously, that spooked the market, although we had a bit of a kangaroo, a roller coaster that day. Sold off pretty hard in the morning, rallied back, and then there was some more news all in one day period where one of the Fed, Mr. Bullard, one of the Fed presidents, sort of threw it out there, sort of a shock and awe that they were going to raise interest rates, that he was a fan of raising interest rates up 50 basis points when we start to take care of it on March, whenever, the middle of March. So inflation is the story of the week. Interest rates is the story of the week. Goldman Sachs also came out last week saying that they're going to predict that they're going to be 7 interest rate raises. Look, it's been on the menu for a while, right? This is nothing new. And it's kind of curious, as we've often talked about, that the market is sort of a little bit of an attention deficit disorder, ADD in a way, because it can handle one thing at a time. They react to one thing at a time. I mean, they react to the perfect storm when multiple things happen at a time. But once things get their attention, they react to it in a funny way. Like, we've known about it. We've talked about it. Right? You guys and me were on a couple times a month. Inflation's been on the books. The supply chain story's been on the books. And the interest rate raise and the taper's been on the books, on the menu, let's say. Yet, the market doesn't sort of have in a prolonged way to engage it, right? We do have a couple of knee-jerk reactions often, and then there's no follow-through. Obviously, January was a complete topsy-turvy month. The NASDAQ and the tech sector did get beat up quite a bit, but we've rallied back in a certain way. So last week, CPI number came out. Last week, Goldman talked about 7 interest rate raises. Last week, you know, it was on the minds of everyone about what the coming months are going to bring, and the market reacted in a wild sort of kangaroo-ish fashion. There was a knee-jerk reaction on the CPI number. There was a reaction when they sort of threw out the fact that the 50 basis point move would be a bit of a shock and awe situation, and it derailed the markets on Wednesday after sort of rallying back. We are looking at a possibility of the first 3-week rally that we've seen in 2022. So while there is a lot of consolidation, a lot of rotation, a lot of sort of inflows and outflows of the marketplace, you know, a lot is yet to come.
Inflation is a very important topic, and Salah, you brought us the chart of the weekend. It's about inflation. What can we see here?
Yeah, like Peter said already, it's the topic of the week, and we can see here the year-on-year change actually of inflation. We can see now, as the newest data came out, 7.5% inflation. This is, like Peter already mentioned, the highest in last few 40 years, but we need to know that 40 years before, we didn't have a regime of 0% interest rate. So we have been much higher in that time. So please be aware that if we compare the history, that the history was in another environment than it is now. So we can see 7.5%. This is huge, man. If you look in your pocket, if you have one Benjamin in your hand, and you hold it for 1 year, it will only be valued as $93 almost. So this is significant. And I already talked with you and Peter here since August. My idea was crude oil prices will run up and will at least test $100 in this year. And we are working on that. And we see that the trend technically is continuing. And this could lead to more higher inflation. So whether inflation is transitory, I doubt it from now on. And this could lead to more and more rotation that we already see on the market.
So it's a very important topic. Another important topic are the falling tech angels. One big company, Meta, the mother Facebook, the mother company of Facebook, lost almost one third of its value. Peter, did you ever see such a huge thing in one day or in one week happening to a company?
You know what? Look, we've seen some of the greatest volatility we've ever seen. We saw it in the Pelotons, the Myrnas, the Snow, the Affirm. We're seeing it on a daily basis. Clearly, a big high-tech company like Facebook to lose 27% of its value and see the bottom fall out of the bottom was quite drastic. And I'm not clear yet. You know, my reconnaissance, my investigation has not understood really, really why that happened. Right. But look, the volatility we're seeing here, and I've mentioned it a lot when we talk about technical analysis, that look, when you're wrong in the market right now, you're not wrong for a dollar. Like in the old days, you're wrong for $50 or $100. So clearly Facebook has gotten a big punch in the nose. You know what Mike Tyson says, it's all fun and games until you get punched in the face. And clearly a sell-off of 100 points in Facebook, especially after some of the pundits in the world recommended it a week before, saying it's one of the great tech giants of all time. It is clearly an awesome moment.
Peter, one question that I'm interested in. I'm a technical analyst in the majority of time, but of course I look on fundamentals, and I think this year will come up as a really important year for fundamentals. We have been talking about there's no guidance in Corona time, earnings have not been so interesting and moving the markets. But now we can see, like Facebook, now everybody's thinking, checking the fundamentals, saying, hey, there is TikTok over there. They're taking a bunch of market share in kind of viewership. So people need to think over the business models and the fundamentals now. I think this is a really important earning by earning will be really important now, not like 2 years ago.
You know, that's really a great point, and I'm going to have a lot of fun with that point going forward, because you're right. I'm somebody who really sort of poo-poos the fundamentals, and I'm a big fan of the technicals, especially, you know, in this market that we've seen since COVID. But you know what? You're absolutely right. Look, a lot of these stocks' valuations have been so long in the tooth, so frothy, especially because of the stimulus, right? We're seeing stocks trading at levels that are just baffling, whether it's Tesla at 1,200, whether it's Apple at wherever it's trading, and surely Facebook at $370-something or $360. And so they have been, and it's been a function of irrational enthusiasm. It's been a function of the stimulus. It's been a function of records across the board trading at record highs. But you are absolutely right that what we are now seeing is that the tech sector is sort of coming back into a state of reality where, you know, it's time now to really evaluate what are they truly worth, right? They were trading sort of in la-la land, as you would say, right? They were trading in the metaverse in sort of a way overvalued in so many ways. And so your normal fundamental investor was really sort of questioning how do I buy Tesla at 1200? How do I buy some of these names like the Myrnas at 400 and stocks that have really, really gone way, way high due to the irrational enthusiasm and the sort of the COVID market in a way. But you are absolutely right. When a stock like that comes down, there must be a reason. And I would imagine it's probably a fundamental reason. The bottom line is when all the fluff and the irrational enthusiasm gets pulled back and we start to come back to our lives with no masks and a little bit taking COVID off the table, and we sort of come back to reality for a moment, we are going to have to address the real fundamentals of the value of these companies and look at them from that point of view. I love, great question. Thanks for bringing that up, Salah.
Guys, thank you so much for the quick Wall Street update. This was the IG Trading Talk. Thank you so much, Peter Tuckman, the Einstein of Wall Street, and Salah Edidebumidi, the head of markets at IG. Guys, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Great chat, guys. Thank you.
And thank you for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk for this week. More information on IG.com. Thank you for watching. All the best. Take care.
Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.